Hi guys, my name is Mbai and this is the Unfiltered Exchange podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Leo, Abi hayuko, nimi ndo niko. No, she's here.
Say hi.
Hi guys, I'm Abi and yeah, thank you for tuning in today. And today we're not really discussing something
serious.
Something serious, like a topic. It's just a
story time.
Yeah, story time.
Some of us are very traumatized.
An interactive episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And oh yeah, and let us know how the previous episode was, because we were starting the series on controversial stuff, and we were hoping you guys at least related to some degree. Yeah, so today we'll be doing some story times and so Ruth will start.
Laugh with us.
Yeah, laugh with us.
Let me start with like a traumatic thing I saw when I was younger. Okay, hata siku wa mdogo, shimbo anasema younger.
Mm.
But like, I was in form one. And I used to be in a school in Makueni, Ukombali. So we used to come by ourselves. Now I'm about to take Anduthi home. And like, there was a huge fire hapo kwa ditch. And these boda guys are like, mami, unaenda. So see, I was in uniform and they tell me, ati usome usikuwe kama huu mtu tumechoma hapa ndani. I was like, guys, what? What? There's a person there. And you know me, okay, I was curious.
Mm.
But tena siku anataka kuangalia. But I just did a side eye.
Mm.
And it's the scariest thing I've seen. I don't think there's anything that can erase that memory from my mind. But you know, like we were talking about this beating thieves and
handling the situation without the police or anything.
So yeah, I want to ask you guys, listeners, a question. Like, do you think it's right to ban the thieves and beat them and you know all that? Do you think like, yeah, it should be done, or like, what are your thoughts about it?
Like, do you think mob justice is actually justice, or it's just people getting out their anger on someone else? Like, yeah, they've done something wrong, something that no one else like supports, but does that mean like so many people have to, you know, beat them to death or ban them the way most Kenyans do?
And it's scary. And you know, like the smell of burning flesh and tires and everything was just in the air. And you know, literally next to that place they were burning him was a police station. So I was asking myself, tiwangempeleka tu kwa police, honestly, why are they burning this? Sijai tembea haraka hivyo. I held my bags and I was running like karibu hata nikimbie. Bro, I was going so fast. It's the first thing I told my parents when I got home. I've never forgotten that day. So tell us if you think.
Do you think it's justifiable to do that?
And why? Why do you think it is or it is not? On iliko episode gani when we were asking each other about deck to deck?
It was the previous one when we were talking about cherehes.
For real?
Eh.
Oh. At I wish singing.
She jinxed herself.
I literally jinxed myself. I wish singing. Okay, it was fun. Like, I had fun regardless. But guys, my phone was stolen. Hey.
After she said, Miss Jai, you literally a week before. Ikaenda. The universe just said,
we'll show you what's up.
We'll show you.
Hey. So see, we've gone to deck. By the way, Ignition Entertainment did a really good job.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the event. So we've gone to Mefika. You know, we are a bit tipsy, obviously, going for an event.
Mm-hmm.
somehow we managed to get to VIP, and like we were seeing, you know, like to ata tugeshi ningetaka wala ngeshika Canada miguu.
True.
Yeah. So we were there. Obviously, I'm gonna record. So I'm there recording, and I see one of my friends. Like, she's so sad. Nikamuliza, Connie, what's going on? Hey, like, we should be having fun. She's like, bro, my phone is stolen. I'm like, hey, sorry. Like, I was just so unfazed. Hey, sorry. Bro, I take my phone to record Canada. 2 minutes later, I put my phone in my pocket due to do what? I think I was fixing my laces or something. 2 minutes later, I couldn't feel my phone. And I remember you guys, the way you were looking at me, like, za kila mtu zilishuka tu. They're like, hey, Kwani, what's up? Like, bro, my phone is gone. Ati, what do you mean? What do I mean? My phone is gone. Mm. You know how we write in Insha Gafla Binvu? Mm. I felt Gafla Binvu at that moment.
Like, even sober up. Like, it's my phone.
I couldn't believe it. And that phone was new. Like, haiko imemaliza hata 1 year. It was bado ilikuwa mbichi, very new phone. So everyone is just looking at it. Let's call. We couldn't even sijui mbona we were calling,
but I know.
Tuko hapo kando ya speaker.
We were desperate, but it was ringing. I mean, the whole night rang, and then I rang it again in the morning, and then it just said the line isn't, like, the phone isn't on.
And you know, I remembered, like, we can check on Snap Map. But me, now, for some reason, I had put off my location on Snap Map. I don't know why I did that, because it's always
on.
Like, on. I usually share my location with my friends. And I'm like, of all days, I just had to have turned it off for some reason.
I know, for that day.
I felt so bad, because I would have just followed my Bitmoji.
Yeah.
And I was ready to fight. I was so ready to fight. Yeah. I was thinking of every single possibility at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tommy, I mean, you weren't alone. So many people.
So many
people. Ilienda,
I never knew I could be a victim.
It's just winning post for you. It's like Ngong race course.
Yeah. The security is terrible. But the event was an 11 out of 10.
Well, we're looking forward to the same energy. I'm even better for Tyler.
Tyler naenda kama nimesimama. I am just carrying myself.
Just go. When you learn.
I was so sad. Like, nanza kuliza, guy, how am I gonna go? But then I remembered, bro, you've paid for this ticket. Unakasirika nini. So I was just like, I'll deal with it tomorrow. So I just, like, enjoyed the rest of my night.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, there were some parts of the night where you were a bit down. I remember one of our friends who came, and then he's like, just try and cheer up, make her forget. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, me and my boy before, you can't make someone forget. It's the only thing
it
in their mind.
2 minutes ago, how am I supposed to forget? I didn't kind of scan the car, like, sound is blocked from, like, I zoned out for a while. Nafikiria tu about my life. Najuliza wala ingekuwa lazima tu nikuje to event.
No, kwanza, what happens is you start thinking about the morning, then you're like, ata ningekaa tu home. I wish I would have just decided to go home after the dinner, like, singekuja.
Yeah, because we had a friend's dinner before that.
We had a friend's dinner before.
I was like, after your dinner,
after you weren't supposed to go. Supposed to go.
Yeah, originally, I wasn't supposed to go, but I just ended up going. I blamed myself for a while. And you know, I get home, a friend of mine, like, brought me home. I get home, I thought my parents would be mad, and these people are laughing at me.
Maybe deep down they were like, oh, is she?
Like, I was sulking for 2 days. Nikaambiwa kusulka itarudisha simu hiyo
ishaenda. True.
Hata ukikasirika 1 week ishaenda.
Ishaenda.
Hey, I was just,
I was told when mine was stolen, I was told the worst thing you can have right now is hope. Like, what's that supposed to help me with? It just made the situation even worse.
Upsai probably ko kawangware somewhere. there's no way I'm gonna find it.
Like, you just, it reaches a point where unakubali tu, you're just like, ah, it happens, and then when you get a new one, atutasahau.
Wait, sitaisahau. Okay, when yeah, I get true. A new one, I will be you holding hold it close it with to your my life. Heart.
Like, eh, iyo simu, haiezi enda tena.
Yeah, so, eh, by the way, eh, so for my friends who are listening to this and you're trying to reach me, pole.
Yeah, just know it's circumstances.
Well, I've been reconnecting with nature, eh? Kwanza saidia imetoka naenda kuota jua, things I've not been doing
you,
before.
You start realizing things that you didn't
at
even know.
At reading a novel under the tree.
Where, but living without a phone isn't, it's not easy, especially if you're used to it, like it's part of your daily routine, and you just know in the morning the first thing you do is check your phone, look at the time, look at your messages, say unamka, and the first thing you look at is just the ceiling, and then you just go eat. Hata ujazoea kuwatch TV, but hiyo siku utawatch TV.
Guy, unaangalia time najua. Because well, the first day after that, you know, I usually wake up and reach for my phone, like on this desk. My hand just landed on an empty space. And I'm like, oh, by the way, sina simu. By the way, I was robbed.
Yeah, like you're during the day, let's say you've been able to distract yourself, then all of a sudden, oh,
something
will
just
simu.
Remind you. Like there's nothing to be
there's nothing to be laughing about. Like unacheka, kila mtu mwenye unacheka na yako na simu huwa una.
Because my friend also, his phone was stolen, and he told me like months later it was an iPhone. Months later he saw like imewashwa na iko sijigi dud.
Even me, mine was in town, like those shady places in town. Those you unaenda na utaimbiwa tu tena. My dad told me you achana nayo ishaenda.
But you thieves,
your day is coming. Siku moja
inakuja.
But it happens. Terrible. It happens to
the best of us.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us. It's the only way you can learn. In Nairobi, the only way you can learn this stuff that people talk about is when it happens to you. Like these people who, when you tell them, umeibosi mwenzenu wakucheke. We cheka tu. Cheka tu ukisema misi wezi.
I've just been hearing stories. Oh, hey, unajua nilitokwa simu. Me, I'm just there like, wow, hey, I can't imagine how you're feeling. Now I'm feeling it. Kama nishai kuambia, I can't imagine. Siku yangu imefika ndio hii.
Ndio hiyo. Never say never. Usiwe sema ati mwe uwezi ibiwa simu.
Never say never.
Juu itaibiwa. And then you'll learn the pain.
Because it's very painful. A new phone. Uyo anajua anaenda kuuza full price. Ata punguza kitu. Iyo ukiflash tu, iyo ni new.
It's a new phone. The camera is good.
Guy. Kwanza, you know, it wasn't a phone for kitambo. Like, it was released just last year.
Na imeenda tu hivyo. But first rule, if you go to an event with your phone, just always hold it. At least put it a place where you can always feel it.
Yeah.
Like, check on it every 1 minute. Make sure your phone is there. If you have those jackets with inner pockets, that's better than just holding it.
But you know, me at a sijuni shetani gani ilinishika this time. Because I usually go out a lot, like a lot. And I usually hold my phone, like always. Even the times I've been more drunk than Buster, I've had my phone.
Yeah.
Buster wasn't even like...
I was okay. Yeah.
I could like, you know, I was functioning normally. It was just the... A nice adrenaline, a nice feeling, being tipsy.
Yeah.
But I was completely fine. Kitu ilifanya niweke kwa mfuko, hiyo 2 seconds. I don't know. But we live, we learn.
Yeah. I remember when mine was stolen, and at that time there was some program happening in church. I'm sure most of you guys at least have heard it. It's a bridge program, like X-Scan's, X-Candidates. after form four. So as we were doing it, and my phone was like, at that time my phone is like really new. So when the time came and I told my friends that simu yangu imepewa, nasema kai simu yetu imeenda
juzi tu
wa, and you know it, you feel even extra worse when people laugh about it, like kai ene simu yako imeenda hivi tu. Like, it's not funny. It might be funny to you, but me naumia.
Because I remember you guys were, like, the first few minutes after it was, I realized it was gone.
Mm.
You people were still, like, you know, dancing, having fun.
And in your head.
I'm just looking at you guys, like.
I wish ningekuwa nyinyi. Like, at least I also have the same amount of fun as you guys did.
Because I wish I could show you guys that video of me almost, my face, I was almost crying. Yani ninge guzo tu kidogo hivi, I would have cried.
And you know, when I saw nani, Mike comforting you, I was like, in my head, I was like, me, I wouldn't want to be you at that point. Because, you know, when you're comforted, you even feel worse about it, and you feel like crying. It's like in primary when someone was beaten, you weren't supposed to tell them sorry. Because what a like when you, it's like you're reminding them of what has happened, and then they feel even worse because now you're being sympathetic. Okay, watch her too. Atalia when she feels like crying, but if you push it, okay, apologize. I'm saying, oh, sorry. That makes it even worse.
Like, don't, luckily he wasn't saying anything.
Yeah,
like,
don't
he was
say
just
anything.
Hugging me. He wasn't saying anything. Oh, yeah. Me, I'm just thinking about my life there.
Okay. You know, your whole life is based, like, there's,
I keep so many things in there.
Like, you're used to using
so many
it.
Documents for school.
And then you're just like, I'm actually going to leave. And you have to find a way to move on. You have to find a way to just continue with your normal life minus, you know, the current.
You may take social media break by force.
But hey, it's, we learn. We all learn. I remember my mom telling me about sometime kitambo, she was in Isili. And you know, Isili, ata huko kuibiwa is very, it's normal. It's a norm huko. And she was saying how one day she was walking with her purse, and she reached the destination, and the only thing she had was the hand was the thieves cut the purse itself. So like, how do you not notice the weight difference? Like, Kwani, how light was her purse? She said it just
like
had a wallet.
Like the handle only.
Like she was just
strap.
The strap. Kali. She said it nini. It just had her phone and her wallet and like her IDs and stuff.
Oh, so
she reached home, she's like, imeenda hivyo. Yeah,
yani,
so it was cut. They cut their purse and she went home without it. So
I can
like,
imagine her walking around with just
a strap and no one is
and people
her.
Are just looking at her like, what's it, this woman? Guy,
but Nairobi.
Even my mom has ever been stolen from a matatu.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but her window was open.
No, I was with her. Mm. When I was small, but Miss Kumbuki, she was telling me to look on and I chose to sit kwa window. She doesn't know how, but her phone went and she was holding her bag.
But
she was just wondering what, how did that even happen?
You saw the tweet for was it you?
Which one?
No, it wasn't you. The tweet for they were at an event for Melissa, the one who said she was being told tuibe. But then I was like, imagine that's the same thing that was going through my mind when mine was stolen. I was
I was like, and you know, it's so easy to steal from someone.
Like if the phone is peeping up,
it's so
but
easy
then I was like, nifanye nini? Like, what's the next step? Sijui ko flash simu. Sijui ko nini. Nitaenda tu nini.
Me, I would feel bad. Ningemwambia tu. Simu yako imeanguka. like, oh, imeanguka, like I can't take it.
Ama they manage to track it, like wakujie wapate ni wewe umechukua wewe.
Sasa utaanza kusema nini?
Utaanza kusema nini?
Hata umetoka home na Samsung unarudi na iPhone hao. Unarudi na iPhone 12 ya mtu.
But where? But in you just learn from experiences. You get to be more cautious next time. So if you're listening now, jaib you are simu.
Learn from me.
Learn from the from people. Us. Now si ucheke, juu kicheka ndio itakufanyikia. Don't laugh at other people's.
But like also problems. When it's when you experience something like that, look at what you've learned from it. Don't start wallowing in what could have and what ifs and what. You know, it's going to make you just feel worse about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just accept it. If you need to feel bad, yeah, it's normal to feel bad.
Yeah.
But see, that you feel bad the whole month. Like, just pick yourself up. Yeah, things happen.
You see, the way there's like 5 stages of grief. Now, there's like 3 stages of post-theft. So the first stage is the first stage is denying. No, actually, yeah, the first stage is no, there are 4 stages. The first stage is immediately after you start, like, you sober up, one, that is if you're tipsy, and then you start looking everywhere, literally everywhere, and asking everyone, umeyona, So, yeah, that's the first stage. Then the second stage is now in the morning when you're good, you're completely sober, and then you wake up and you're like, guy,
ilienda. It hits you properly.
Yani, for real, ilienda. Yeah, that's the second stage. The third stage is now when you start getting used to it. Like, say, I'm used to my phone not being here. Nimeanza ku I've stopped regretting, like,
it's, like, it shall happen. There's nothing I can do about it.
And then the first stage is just accepting. Just kubali tu imeenda, move on with your life, and eventually you'll get a new one. So, if you've never gone through those stages, be happy. You should be grateful. Very, very grateful that you haven't gone through that.
And, like, be careful.
Yeah.
Your two seconds cost me. My phone.
Just never put your phone in. If your phone can be seen, then it's best if you just hold it. If you put it in a pocket and the camera it's just peeping. Jua tu, just guarantee. I guarantee you.
Kujua kama ni iPhone ama ni Tecno.
Wanachukua tu.
They will take.
No matter how safe you think it is, they always find a way. Always.
Mama, like, you can give it to your trusted friends. But this story is for mtu anapewa simu alafu inaibiwa in your hands.
I know. I can't handle that. Ati simu zetu zimeenda. And then
maybe decide you give one person all your phones.
No, that's just dumb. Like, if you're going as a friend group and you all give someone your phone, that's a dumb thing to do.
Because I've had hizo stories. Oh, tulikuwa tumepea nani. Mtu anaulizwa zilienda aje. Now imagine losing simu za sijui watu wangapi.
Right. Unaanza kuambiwa lipa. Sijui lipa. It's not even my
fault. No, but I don't think the person is supposed to pay.
You knew the risk when you were giving when you were giving them. Where will you draw in? There's a chance nitaibiwa.
The person just like you. Vile wewe tu ungeibiwa, ndio pia yeye ameibiwa.
So wezi niambia ati I start paying na yangu imebiwa pia.
Nalipa na nini?
Nalipa na nini?
But I want to replace my SIM card immediately because I knew I had money in that phone. Immediately I went.
After you would have nini blocked it. Okay, it was late to call them.
Yeah.
But yeah, my dad told me when your phone is stolen, just call the network provider. And tell them to block your SIM card for now because you may be wa. Because those guys can steal. I don't know if they can still steal from your M-Pesa.
When you replace when you replace the SIM card, these guys for Safaricom told me, like, now it's dormant. The one I have now, like, everything is transferred to the one I have. So even if they try to steal from the other one, they can't because it's not active anymore.
So her phone was stolen. She jinxed herself. Yeah. But I've also been there. I can't really laugh at her because, hey, I know the pain. I know the pain.
Yeah.
When literally no one else understands you. Like, everyone else in your life is like, hi. And really,
You know, everyone is usually just like, until it's like, you. But it won't stop me from enjoying my youth. Event bado nitaenda. I won't say ati, sitaenda event ingine tena, no. I'll still go.
Yeah, you don't even need your phone. Like, you'll still get videos. In the morning, there'll still be someone who will have taken videos.
Yeah.
You literally just need, maybe you just send your ticket to someone who scan from, I'm all print. Can you do that?
You can print your ticket. And then...
And then waskan urushe yo karatasi. Urushe. I don't know, can someone do that? Like, in the case where you print and then someone else uses the same QR code, it reads once and it can't be read again.
I think when it reads once, you can't...
No, but the first deck-to-deck, apo mbele, they were saying, usipe mtu mwingine. I think theirs, you could scan again. And someone, okay, scan, please usipe mtu mwingine, delete your message. She what? So I think some events you can see.
They think telling us please or to
talk. I know.
Please usipe. Don't put such faith in.
Yeah. In us.
Ati please usipe mtu mwingine. We'll still give.
Yeah, we'll
like
give.
Us guys, we are broke, man. See me comrades. So if you find a way out, obviously you're gonna
take it.
Yeah, so that was our story time for today. Nairobi. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's just, you'll get used to it. I mean, I don't mean that by saying ati we be with Tena. Ati the next time you get a phone, you'll be with Tena. Just, you learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
You're extra careful.
Nitaenda kubai zile itel. Zile, hata tukipiga kwa event, liko na ringtone loud. I can hear it from anywhere. But sasa, okay. Wachansi wadharo. Pia wanaeza toka na itel.
True. Then, anything to get the money, watachukua.
Alay. So, yeah. We want to talk about Skinner Jeffrey.
Oh yeah, she had a question.
Totally out of topic. Like, for those of you who've watched Jeffrey Dahmer and you are familiar about him, for those of you who don't know, Jeffrey Dahmer was a serial killer, and he mostly targeted young men, and he lured them to like his house, and he would do nasty things to them. What's it called? That thing for... Is it necrophilia? I'm not sure. But like, yeah, he even used to eat his victims.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at his story and the Netflix adaptation of the whole thing, do you think Jeffrey Dahmer is a good... do you think he's a good person? Or was it like his fault for... what happened? Because in the end, he was very remorseful.
Yeah.
And he actually regretted his actions, and he like gave his life to God and all that, but he was killed in prison. So like, looking at his life, do you think Jeffrey Dahmer is would you say he's a good person? Or what do you think about his personality?
Okay. I had heard of Jeffrey Dahmer before the show, and I was listening to like his childhood, how he was brought up, and it was brought up well, like the way they showed it in the show, it was kind of similar to what I had researched. And I would say, I mean, as I had said, his actions aren't justifiable, you know. Like, he totally had the choice of not doing what he did. But then again, looking at his childhood, this is something that he is basically a result of how he was brought up, a result of his environment.
Yeah.
Because even when it comes to stuff like racism, someone our age who's racist is most of the time a result of their environment. If they're brought up in a racist home, then they might grow up with a specific kind of thinking. You know, that's the same thing with Jeffrey. Like, even with what the dad used to do, like his career and calling him to show him this stuff, this is how you do this, this is how you do this, this is how you cut body parts. You know, he grew an interest in it when he was still young. And then when he decided to try it on the, was it a rabbit? Some animal.
Yeah, like an animal.
Mm, and he tried it and then he was like, wow, you know, like, maybe I can try this on a human.
Yeah, he like gradually just moved up to a person.
So he's like, his interest grew more and more and more. And then it led to, you know, doing what he did. And, I mean, I don't think I would say he's a good person. I would just say I can't blame him for, you know, what he did. Because if he was brought up in, maybe if he was brought up in a better, in quotes, environment, then he probably wouldn't have done what he did, you know.
Yeah. And because I think it's easier for us to understand, because by the way, do you know we study psychology? Yeah, we're psychologists. But like when you study psychology and the human mind and all that, like it makes much more sense when you hear these stories.
Mm-hmm.
So like I don't think also like I could call him a good person. But I'd say it wasn't his fault.
Because
at some point you'd see the conflict in, like, him trying, he genuinely wanted to like, stop it. And he stopped for a while, like, targeting people and all that. He was genuinely trying, but it got the best of him.
Yeah.
So seeing, I think that conflict within him is important to show, like, it wasn't, he would have been a good person under different circumstances. Yeah. But I still want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Do you think he was a good person? Do you think he was a bad person?
Because he did a lot of damage.
Yeah, he did a lot of damage.
Killed many people.
And impacted their families. Yeah, eating. Well, I would like to know how cannibals think. How even cannibalism starts. Like, are you just given a body part?
Yeah, like all the animals in the world. Like,
Your fellow human.
Kuna mbuzi, kuna rabbit. Like, heriato kule snail, like the Vietnamese people. But a person. I think you have to have a mental issue. How does a person taste like, you know?
I mean, okay, I don't want to say it's justifiable, but let's say, like, it's the two of you and you're stuck somewhere. Like, let's say you're in the middle of the sea.
Or like these people who go hiking.
And then they...
Wakwame uko juu.
Then they die, or someone dies before them. Yeah, and then they get hungry. And then they now just cut up the other person and...
Because, like... You're stuck there, and there's meat.
And there's meat up.
And you know, we're in such situations, the brain will just be like anything to survive at this point.
Even those guys who drink their own urine, like, because they're thirsty. Like, at some point, you don't even remove any urine, because now there's no water coming in your body. There's no fluid.
Not ingesting anything. So, looking at that Jeffrey thing... and how he was brought up, like how his childhood contributed. We are
We'll talk about it in another episode.
Yeah.
About bringing up children, like parenting.
Yeah.
Because it has a very huge impact on how someone will turn out.
Hey, but then your childhood, a lot of problems that people face in their future is usually connected to their childhood in some ways. Like, even another case I saw about this guy called Ed Kemper. He was also a serial killer. And apparently, in some interview, he was asked, like, how his interest in decapitating people came. And he said that there was some show, some magician show. And in the magician's act, he was kind of decapitating people.
Yeah.
Like a girl's head. So from there he grew an interest. Like he thought it was, like, you know, just a normal thing to do.
And then, his victims, girls.
Most of his victims were women. And yeah, and he decapitated them. So children, when you introduce them to a certain thing, especially when they're still young and their mind is developing, they'll think, ah, it's a normal thing. People do this.
Like people. And you know, at that point, you don't even know what's real and what's not. Yeah, like,
true.
You see a magic trick and you think, wow, this happens in real life.
Yeah. You don't know what's wrong.
Just like how they see Spider-Man and they think they can walk on the wall. You don't know.
But yeah, we can't talk about that right now. That will be in another episode. Yeah. And another topic.
And we'll be having some special guests,
yes,
respectable ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, so that was her question. My question to her was, is pornography harmful or beneficial?
I don't know. But, you know, modern research nowadays, you know, we've been brought up to think, oh, it's like, you're watching porn. Like, you couldn't even say it in public.
Yeah, true.
Like, you just do it in secret. Mm-hmm. And because, like, we're made to believe it's a bad thing. But, you know, modern research and these health people, they come and they say, oh, you know, watching porn and, like, masturbating is good for your health and stuff like that. I don't know how true that is, but I've just read about these things.
Mm.
So I don't know if it's beneficial or...
Yeah.
But, you know, you can be addicted to it severely.
It's easy to become addicted to it.
And now that's when...
You can call it harmful.
Yeah, you can call it harmful when anything is just getting in the way of your normal functioning and your normal programs.
Yeah, then
that's a problem.
I mean, also, I think it's also harmful in the sense that people have these expectations when it comes to sex, and when it comes to real life, they try and enforce it and it doesn't work out the way they want it to work out. Ama, it'll just be a bad experience to the other person doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, in porn, most of the porn films are scripted. Like,
And
this is what you're supposed to do, this is what you're supposed to do.
And you go into the real world, you're thinking
this is how it's going to play out.
Goes. And then you just, like, you're just disappointed and you have an awful sex life.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to recreate what you saw.
What you see, and then you're like, this isn't what I've been seeing. They don't...
Yeah, like, I didn't expect
this. I didn't expect it to be like this. Yeah. Even for, like, virgins, they go... If they start getting, like, too indulged in porn, and then when they're about to lose their virginity, in their head, they had this big expectation, it's going to start out like this.
Like, even in movies, I feel like they misrepresent what actually happens in the bedroom. True. So, you just have the wrong idea about what you should and should not do.
Hey, let me tell you how I was introduced to porn. So, it was class 5 and I was in the line for lunch. So this girl, she comes, she's like, Ebu, she said she was scared. So I was like, okay. So she told me, Ebu, when you go home, you search this. It was, I think it was YouPorn. Mm-hmm. It's, I think it's some website. So she was like, yeah, go, just go search YouPorn. And then she spelled it YOUPORN.
Align your lunch.
Like, just go search and then you'll tell me what you see. So I'm like, Kwani, you didn't search it? Then she said, no. I think she's scared and she doesn't know what she'll find. So see, I was like, no. Okay. I think she was told it something bad. I don't know. So I was like, okay. And you know, class 5, you've not yet learned about sex. Mm, you don't know how sex works.
You're still so clueless.
Hey, you don't know what the reproductive system is.
Tunangoja tuingie class 6.
Ndio tujue. So I went home that day and I sat at the dining table and there was a laptop. So the laptop was facing, no, people in the sitting room, because the dining table was facing the sitting room.
Mm.
So I'm there, I searched it. Clicked the first thing and the image that just came, I just turned that laptop. I'm like, Kai,
you just panicked.
Yeah, so I just looked at it and then I saw like some okay, it was like a preview of what it was.
Mm.
And then I was so traumatized. I removed that. I'm like, Kai, what did I just see? So the next day I'm going to her, I'm like, what did you tell me to search, you know? And then she's like, what is it? Then I told her, it's through the private part of the boy, and tell the private part of the girl. And she was like, yuck! She's like, oh no.
Who
like,
told her
yuck.
About this website?
I don't know. But I was like, guy, yani, that's what that is. Then I came to learn later, it's called pornography. Mm. And so I'm like, oh. But that was one of the worst ways to know about it. Where? Because what if someone in the sitting room actually saw?
You'd be in so much trouble.
Hey, I would.
Hey. Me, my first encounter with it was like I was with at my friend's house and we used to build these like two forts with mattresses and bed sheets. So see, we are sitting inside there pretending that it's our house and she was with her mom's phone and she told me she'd found like some videos and I'm like, okay. See, me, I thought like, okay, some videos, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like she had saved some porn videos on her phone and she was like just showing me and I'm just there like
okay.
And I was just like, yuck, no, just I don't want to see this. Yuck. Like, this is disgusting. That's how, like, that's my first encounter with it. I never paid like much attention to it, but now, like, same as you, later is when everything started making sense. And I was like, oh, okay.
I used to think people get pregnant from kissing, like just have a full on makeout session, and the next
you
day
you have a child.
Then I just realized that's probably not true.
Yeah.
But yeah, the thing for class 6, everyone wanted to reach class 6 to learn what this thing everyone's learning about.
Even some people used to library, go, eh, ama kitabu ya mtu.
Looking at a naked person just standing illustrated up. I wish I remembered the name of the textbook.
The curiosity was...
Yeah, it was...
That's why, like, for people like us, you have, like, younger siblings.
Mm.
Like, I understand their curiosity.
Yeah.
And, like, they are lucky to have older siblings to, you know, show them a few things.
Mm.
Not a few things, where to show them, like, to make them understand.
Yeah.
Because now, like me, I'm the firstborn. I had nobody to, like, I was just finding out things for myself. And, you know, at that age, you'd be like, asking my mom would be weird. Like, you know, I wouldn't talk to my parents about... I saw a naked man on my friend's phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
You know.
Because then they would just go, like, why are you hanging out with someone showing
you these things? And then, wacha nionge na mama. You know. So, yeah, firstborns. Tunafaa kuwa na support group, by the way.
Because
I did a lot of things alone. But
yeah.
That's why I don't want my sister to...
To nini. Yeah, if you're a firstborn and you have, like, really young siblings, you know, it's easier for them to access the internet right now than it was for us. Because, I mean, the generation, the next generation, Gen Alpha, they're already addicted. The iPad kids.
Already. Coco felons.
Yes, they're already addicted, and it's easy for them to find out this stuff early. Like, really early in their...
Yeah, and...
in their childhood.
I experienced it, like, firsthand, because right now I'm doing, like, service-based learning. I go and do group therapy sessions at some school here. And this day, I was talking to, like... they were, like, grade 4 kids. They were small kids. And they were already asking me about, like... LGBTQ and all that. Ati, there was so and so doing what in the dorm, and they're very knowledgeable in it. Like, you ask them, they will tell you hell is for lesbian, like that.
Yeah.
Me at that age, I didn't even know what being.
I know. True. I didn't even know those, like, being. I didn't even think there would be any other sexualities apart from man and woman. Am I heterosexual?
Yeah, us were just like chamama chababa. That's what there's a mother and there's a father. But now they have like first-hand access, and the way it's plastered on movies and cartoons, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can't ati tell you ati ata ukichukua simu ataingia Netflix kwa TV kwa cartoon she or he will still see.
Yeah. And it's not even about just the whole LGBT thing.
Yeah.
It's at literally large. Everything.
At large. A lot of information is readily available.
Yeah, true. And yeah. So, yeah, I think that's it.
For today. Even,
this episode was longer than what we thought it was, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. But I guess that's the end of this episode. We'll be doing this bi-weekly just to get, like, a break from, like, the serious stuff, because there are some topics where we... there are some topics which will be kind of heavy. Yeah. Stuff that people don't want to talk about. It's not something we want to talk about every week. At least between, like, weeks, we can talk about... you know, stuff to just let go, to just laugh about.
Yeah,
and it can be episodes like this. So we hope you guys enjoyed it,
and we look forward to your interactions. By the way, we love your compliments and like replying to the anonymous messages.
Yeah, the feedback.
We usually read every single one of them. When you use a comment, kona beef na chesa. Sina beef na chesa.
We are just looking out.
For you guys. ask around. Well, I'm joking. But yeah, we really appreciate people who are listening and sharing and all that. If you have any ideas on what you want to hear, what you've not heard in any other podcast, feel free to tell us. If you want to be featured, if you feel like you have... you're very knowledgeable in something that you haven't heard being talked about, also reach out.
Yeah, and if you even have a friend who's probably passionate in a topic, you can always recommend them to us. You know, we're still looking for guests for our different topics, and we would love to have some of you guys joining us.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it. So,
we also want to interact with you in real time.
Yeah. Soon we'll be posting more content on our TikTok, our Instagram.
Yeah.
And yeah. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye guys. Have a wonderful day or night, depending on whatever time you listen.